Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing Grape. We're really glad to have every one of you on the call tonight. And we've had several people chiming in from all over the country. We're glad to see the response spreading around over the country. And I try to usually bring a lot of the research and everything to you all and some things about Amazing Grape. But I want to mention a few other things tonight and some information that I think will really be valuable to everybody. One thing is alternative medicine. You hear so much about alternative medicine. Well, we tell people that, you know, we have the alternative to a whole lot of things, but we don't want to claim that we've got the best herbal supplement in the whole business and everything. And the reason I say that, I try to have a little bit of humor with it, is there's about a dozen other people out there saying that they're the best herbal supplement. And so I guess everybody can't be the best of it, with all of them claiming to be the best. So I told people that the muscadine grapeseed supplement, we feel like maybe it's the second best supplement out there, because I remember the words of a dear fella, a motivational speaker, many of you have heard him, by the name of Zig Ziglar. And Zig Ziglar said, "Now I want to tell you people that the early bird gets the worm, but," he said, "the second mouse gets the cheese." You all think about that. Now, that's kind of what we're looking at here. But we want to give you, we like to have a little humor as we go along. But this is serious business. There is a lot of people in America that have a lot of health problems, and the healthcare system, you've heard so much about it on the TV lately, over the last year, with all the advances and with the new Affordable Care Act and all the things that are being put in place, and they keep talking about the huge healthcare cost. You all know that there's surgery. You know that there is different kinds of medications and things. A man told me just the other day about somebody went in a hospital and stayed for 2 days, and the bill was $176,000. Now, I don't know about you all, but I don't know what all you could do to somebody in 2 days that would amount to $176,000. But that's what kind of healthcare system that we've got today. And people have been looking toward herbal remedies. They've been looking toward natural remedies and healing to sort of go back for that. I'll give you a little history on it, that actually herbal remedies and all of these type things were used for thousands of years. In the early part of this century, just in the 30s, 20s and 30s and 40s, when they found a polio vaccine, whenever they found penicillin, they began to experiment with all kind of drugs, and they began to develop drugs, and they found that some of these drugs were more powerful on some diseases or some problems that we had. And so the mainstream began to go for that, and by the 50s and 60s, it was just about commonplace. And by the 70s and 80s, it was almost like the medical community had a stranglehold that, you know, nothing else was worth using at all. And this is what they began to teach in the schools, and most all of the funding for the medical schools comes from the drug companies. And so the drug companies have funded a lot of it, and they have developed so many drugs till this has become mainstream. But in the early 90s, the herbal industry was growing so big that Consumer Reports and Time Life magazine said that people were beginning to go to alternative practitioners more than they were to medical doctors in a lot of cases. And so they predicted that there would be a green wave in America about the year 2000, that this green wave, that we would go over the top of it, and it actually hit in 1998-1999. There were more visits to herbal or nutritional alternative people in 98 than there were to medical doctors. And people began to go for the herbal and began to learn about it and everything. And it is still, in the early 90s, you could go in a health food store, you could go in a not a health food store, a drugstore. You could go into any of these places where they had medicines and things and over-the-counter things, and you would find only about one little four-foot gondola of herbal nutrition. They would have vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, the different things like that. They had salt palmetto. They had echinacea. They had a few things on there, but it was just a small place. And then by now, about 10 years later, you find that you go in a CVS or a pharmacy or any place like that, even the grocery stores, and you'll find almost an entire aisle devoted to herbal nutrition. And there is so much herbal nutrition out there, you wonder, well, how can you take all that stuff? How do you know what to take? How do you know what's doing you good, and how do you know what's not doing you good? Well, Consumer Reports also did a study back there in the late 90s, and I've been looking for the article again. I actually found one in 99 where they began to talk about the mainstreaming of alternative medicines, where that so many people were now going to alternative treatment. They were going to nutritionals and these type things, and they mentioned several of them in there. People were taking garlic for their heart. They were taking salt palmetto for prostate problems. They were taking ginkgo biloba for their mind and their brain situation, and they were taking echinacea for sinus and allergies and things like that, and also to build their immune system. Well, all of these are good herbs, but we found out that there's actually some alternatives to them and some things that there are things that are actually doing a better job for people. And so we want to present a lot of that to you, but it is a process of learning that the public is learning more and more about alternatives and more about herbal nutrition. And, of course, we present the Amazing Grape product, and with the research that's been done on it, it has been mostly done since 2003. Now, the muscadines have been here for hundreds and hundreds of years. The muscadines grew mostly in the North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia crescent of the United States. I've told you all, or several of you maybe have heard me mention Sir Walter Raleigh, come on the shores of Roanoke Island down at Manio, North Carolina. And he noticed such a huge abundance of muscadines growing all over the place. They were actually what we call scuppernongs today. They were the blonde or the green-type muscadines. But the muscadines grow anywhere from a kind of a blonde or a golden or green grape all the way up to a red and to a purple and to a dark purple. But the muscadines grow differently than other grapes, and the researchers have now found that they have 20 pairs of chromosomes, where all of your bunch grapes, all of your table grapes, have only 19 pairs. Well, there is a vine growing on Roanoke Island. I've been down and seen it. I've talked with the man that owns it there, that has, he's actually lived on that place over 55 years. And he said when he come there, it was grown up in a big pecan tree. And he cut it down and started working with it. And he has it on a huge big trestle out there, and he has groomed it and worked with it, and the size of it is absolutely enormous. And this one, from what they understand, has probably been producing fruit over 400 years and continues to produce fruit every year. And people go down and get cuttings off of it and plant it everywhere, so they call it the mother vine. Well, they didn't know so much about the research and what all the research had really found out until 2003. There began to be a lot of studies at the University of Georgia, the University of Appalachian State, University of Kentucky. A number of prestigious universities and places began to do work on it. Actually, the National Institutes of Health done some studies, and they found out that it was highly effective to help to eliminate prostate cancer and to help to eliminate leukemia. And then they began to test it on the blood and on the heart, and they found that it opened up the arteries. It did a tremendous thing for it. Now the researchers tell us that there is actually around 1,000 phenolic compounds. There's bioflavonoids, there's quercetin, there's ellagic acid, there's resveratrol, there's so many things in it that it actually takes the place of or actually gives you better rate of success than a lot of the other herbs that had been used in the past. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is I want to contrast this with a diabetic study. A few years ago, the government commissioned a $300 million study on diabetes, and they tested all over the country. They actually run it even over into England, into the other country. And over there in Europe, they used one drug, and they did smaller doses with all the people over there. Over in America, they used four different drugs, and they give those to people all over the country. The doctors monitored and looked after it and everything. And they went into the study for a little ways, and they give larger doses with those four drugs. And after they'd been into it for a while, the noted diabetic physician who had been studying it for many, many years at the university here in North Carolina actually found out that there were a lot of people dying using those drugs. And he told the group, he said, "We're killing people with these drugs." And so they backed off of it, and they put those four drugs on a second tier. They put them down on a second tier, and they used four more drugs, and they started putting them out across the country. Well, you also hear now that some of those drugs are actually being pulled because they cause heart attacks and they cause a lot of other things. But the doctor told me, and told a lot of us in the presentation, that those four drugs that they started with, because the doctors didn't get the correct information in the updates, that a lot of doctors in America are continuing to prescribe those same four drugs that were killing people, and they're still killing people today because they didn't have a complete understanding of what all was going on with it. Well, I've got several books here lately that not only outline this, but outline some more things about diabetes. And we know diabetes is one of the largest things, the biggest things that people are concerned about today, because right now this noted researcher tells me that we have 28 million full-blown cases of diabetes in America. We have 56 million people who are just getting into or beginning stages of diabetes and what they call pre-diabetic and going into the first stages of it. And so they're really concerned about those people. He says that 4,300 people every day get the diagnosis that you're a diabetic and that you're going to be this way for the rest of your life. That's 4,300 people in America. And so you can see that there's a lot of people beginning to be concerned about their blood sugar levels and what it's doing to people. However, Some of the research that I've been doing on this, because we have so many people asking so many questions about diabetes, and our doctors are telling us that actually the diabetes and the problems that it's doing to people is enormous. It's at an epidemic stage. About one in four people right now in America have some sort of blood sugar problem, and also, as we look at the future and what's going with it, they say that probably if nothing is done to stem this or to slow this down, that within another 10 years, that it will be one in two people in America will be affected by diabetes. They will be having a lot of problems with the diabetic condition. There are absolutely tens of millions of people across America that take statin drugs to lower their cholesterol. Well, whenever that I got this book by a pharmacist recently, she had outlined in it about the cholesterol-lowering drugs of statins, statin drugs, and that is several different ones that are used. You've heard the brand names of them. They are part of statins, and then they have generic names. But the regular name is Lipitor, Zocor, Lipex, Vitorian, Simcor, Mevacor, Crestor, Lestrol, and Provacol. All of these supposedly statin drugs to lower your cholesterol, and this pharmacist says that the statins cause diabetes. I said that right. That's right out of her book. This is a pharmacist, and her name is Susie Cohen, and she has noticed this in her pharmacy work for many, many years, that statin drugs cause diabetes. She also lists a number of other drugs that are used for other problems that people have, such as high blood pressure, such as stuff to do with your eyes, stuff to do with your lungs and circulation and all these things. And guess what? She says that these also cause diabetes or cause you to have a problem with your blood sugar. Now, obviously you have went to the physician, you have asked the physician for help with a problem that you had, and the drugs that were prescribed, maybe he didn't even realize, and maybe nobody else realized. My daughter has two special needs children. She gets more information, more good information about the different types of medications and their side effects and everything from pharmacists. The pharmacist has much more training and much more understanding of all the different things that can actually cause these problems. And so she works with them and works with all the things. There is a whole list. There's two pages full of drugs here that actually cause some problems, then increase blood sugar. They actually cause problems that makes a difference in a diabetic. But did you know that there's also been a study out for about 10 or 15 years? It was done in the late 90s, in which that the doctors and the nurses and the people that done the study had a tremendous study on what they call the glycemic index. And they found out that actually sugar was not the big culprit in diabetes, because some people eat plenty of sugar, they eat all kinds of sugar, and they found out that they don't have any problem with their glucose. They don't have any problem with their blood glucose. I happen to be one of those type people. But they found out that there were different types of carbs that you could eat, and it didn't cause a problem with your sugar. There were some kind of carbs that you could eat that would cause a problem. So they made what they call the glycemic index. You might get a copy of the book called the glycemic index, and you're going to find in there that a lot of the things that you thought were a problem are not really a problem. And you're going to find that there are a lot of things that you can do naturally, and you can do many, many things that will affect your diabetes with exercise and with food that will actually bring it closer to control. Now, our researcher, our doctor friend that researched diabetes for 40 years, says that if people will just get on the muscadine grapeseed and skin and stay on it, he showed us about 8 different ways that this would actually reverse your diabetic condition, because it actually mimics insulin. And it actually goes in and helps the body to restore the balance and restore the blood vessels, restore blood cells, restore the cells and the elasticity of them in the pancreas and the little glands that actually produce the insulin, and can help give you a huge boost on helping to overcome the diabetic condition. There's many other things that you can do, and this not only affects the diabetic person, but it's great news and good understanding for all of the rest of the people who don't have a problem. You can, as we said, use the Amazing Grape product for this, and it's a great product to help you with your balancing your blood sugars. But we find that some people, it doesn't balance them right away. And we find that in a lot of those cases, they are taking some sort of prescription drug. And the prescription drug helps to work against your body overcoming the diabetic condition. So we want to encourage people toward these alternatives and not just think that our product is the only product we talk about. We want you to understand herbs. We want you to begin to learn about them. Get you some herbal books. and start learning what herbs will help the other symptoms that you may have had, such as circulation problems, heart problems, lung problems, joint problems, muscle problems, digestive problems. There are herbs that can help a lot of these things rather than taking a prescription drug. And that's what the alternative sense is about, is take herbal nutrition, which is what God put here on the earth for us to take. I have mentioned it to you before, that in the very first chapter of the Bible, the Lord told Adam in the 29th verse, he said, I have given you every herb bearing seed, to you it shall be for meat or for food. And then over in the 104th Psalm, David spoke of herbs, and he said in the 14th verse of the 104th Psalm, he said, herbs are for the service of man. That's what God put them here for. That's what they're here for, is to, when you have aches and pains or when you have problems, then you can help those problems. And that's what this thing that was wrote in 1999 in Consumer Reports said, that for a great number of the maladies that you experience in the human body, that herbs and alternatives can actually make a difference for them. Well, there's a lot of other things you can do too. You can think about foods that are rich in fibers, stuff like orange and grapefruits, prunes, cantaloupes, papayas, raisins, lima beans, zucchini, oatmeal, and things like that. Those can make a big difference in helping you with a diabetic condition. You should also think about eating lentils. Lentils is a great product, a great, it's like a little flat pea, and they are really recommended for people with diabetes. You have a lot of people talking about fat, but actually fat is not always the case. Of course, some people who are diabetic tend to get overweight, but we have people who are very underweight that have diabetes. So we don't feel like that is altogether related with your rate, with your weight. There are nuts that you can eat, which if you go back in the Bible, you'll find that the Lord told them in the Old Testament to eat the nuts. Eat the nut of the seed and eat the nut of the meat of the nuts, and this was good for you. I had a doctor friend who's actually a preacher as well, and he told the people one day, he said, are you going to listen to your taste buds, or are you going to listen to what the Bible said? And he began to mention the legumes, the bread, the grains, the nuts, the things that the Bible said to eat to help improve your health. There is different things that you can consider. There's a lot of different things. You can eat a little lesser portions if you're concerned about the size of it. You want to, of course, try to keep from having the trans fats. And you can be smart about your sweets. You can eat sweets. And I have one doctor in Tennessee who tells me that the artificial sweeteners are much, much more damaging to your health. He said that diabetics should actually eat regular sugar, but just eat it in moderation, and it would be much, much better for everything that they do. They also asked you to lessen the amount of alcohol that you take into your body. This is should be common sense, but it's also needful to think about moderation. And when you think about the carbohydrates, there's a bunch of them, and they are in this book, The Glycemic Index, and they're what they call smart carbs. The smarter carbs are the ones that actually does not affect your blood sugar, and so it's not necessary to actually get to altogether a low carb, but if you want to substitute things that actually would be better for you. In other words, instead of a bagel or something like that, you might want to consider whole grain bread. Instead of any of the different kinds of flour, you might want to lessen the amount or use whole wheat flour. You might want to consider the different lasagna noodles and the different pasta noodles and everything, and you might want to consider substituting something other like eggplant or zucchini slices for potatoes and things like that. You might want to consider corn. You might want to consider instead of a lot of the pastas and everything, you might want to consider different vegetables that have the good carbs in them. And all of these things can make a huge difference in your diabetic condition. Then you want to look at the glycemic index, and you want to eat fruits and vegetables. You want to eat, actually, fruits are good for you. There's actually dark chocolate actually can help you with the situation. If you want to control your weight and if you want to control your sugar, you might want to consider eating more meals. We've had nutritionists teach this for 30 years that we've been involved with it. If you will eat small meals and eat more of them, eat like 6 meals a day, but eat small meals, your body will not have as much rash adjustments. We know people who will wait all day long and come in and eat a big meal at night and go to bed. This is extremely dangerous for your health, for your heart, for your sugar and all. You want to eat small meals all day, maybe every 2 hours, every 3 hours. Eat a small meal, and it will make a huge difference in your blood sugar and the way that your body handles that sugar. Because when you eat something, your sugar level goes up. And our doctor friend, again, says it goes up in a bell curve. It goes up, and then the insulin begins to kick in, and it comes back down. And so you want to have that to go up gradually and come down gradually. You don't want it to spike and go way up and then come down. So there are also other things that you can consider in your diet. You can also use some teas rather than coffees and drinks, and soft drinks especially. You can also look at the proteins and everything. You want to look at the protein side rather than all of the bad carbs that you're taking into your body. And there's just a tremendous amount of things. If you will get you some books on the glycemic index, and if you this book that I was telling you about is called Diabetes Without Drugs, and it's a 5-step program to control your blood sugar naturally and prevent the complications of diabetes. And it's written by Susie Cotton, and she is a pharmacist. Now, this is just some of the things that can make a huge difference for you in your diabetic condition. We also want you to consider and tell your friends who have this condition and who are concerned about it to consider the Amazing Grape product, because not only does it help your blood sugar, it helps to lower blood sugar, to maintain a balanced blood sugar, but all that is in our product is pure muscadine, grape seed, and skin. We put 650 milligrams in each capsule. We fill the capsule completely full. One of the things that Consumer Reports reported was that a lot of herbs that you buy out there only have a very small percentage of herb in the capsule, and then they fill it full of ground-up leaves and sticks and roots and stuff that are no good to you. They'll just go through your body, but you only have a small amount of herb in the product. Well, ours is full herb, complete, 650 milligrams in a capsule. We recommend a dosage of 2 capsules a day for the average adult. If you feel like that this is giving you too much energy, or if you feel like this is a little too much, you can cut down to 1 capsule a day. But if you continue to put some grape seed, some muscadine grape seed, and skin into your body, it will help to balance the blood sugar. We make no guarantees. We make no claims. We don't tell people that this is absolutely going to do this or that. We have so much research, and I've shared some of it with you in different calls, and I'll continue to share more of that research. But we also use the disclaimer that all the other herbal companies use, that our product is not here, it's not guaranteed to diagnose, treat, prevent, or treat any disease. It is an herbal supplement, and it is a herbal supplement. It's a good antioxidant. It's good at like an anti-inflammatory. But we don't make any guarantees as far as, you know, because we can't say because it helped this person, it's going to help you. We believe that it will, but we want to present the research and let you make up your mind as to the risks and the benefits and what a good product it is for you. And, of course, the testimonies really mean a lot to us. But because we have a wonderful situation over here, we can't guarantee that it's going to do that for you. But we can make one guarantee, and we do at Amazing Grape. We guarantee that if you're not satisfied with the product, put it in an envelope and send it back to us, or either call us and tell us you're not satisfied with it, and we'll send your money back, 100%, with no questions asked. We want you to know that we feel like this is the way we should do business. But there are so many good books out there on sugar and on the solutions to it, and you hear so much about it, and everybody talks about sugar being the problem. Well, sugar is not the problem always. If you will begin to work with it and learn more, get your information, do your research, you're going to find that you can do a lot more with your diabetic condition on your own. And this doctor told us this. He said a lot of people are actually doing more because they research it on the internet, they learn more about it, and they don't just take the word of their local physician. This is something we encourage all of you to do and to learn a lot more about diabetes and about the conditions that it causes and what you can do to minimize that. And we feel like the Amazing Grape product is one of the best things that you can do for that. And so encourage your people to learn about other herbs as well, that they can take care of other problems with other herbs, and then they can take the Amazing Grape product and help their blood sugar. And the drugs that they were taking for the other problems may be causing their diabetic condition. So take this to heart, begin to study, begin to learn, and work with it, and I think you'll find a much better success for yourself, for your families, and you will consider the alternatives that God has provided for us in the form of herbs to be a great, a much better situation with your life and your lifestyle and the health that you so much want and want to keep. It's been said that a lot of people make their living all of their life growing a savings and growing their money so that they can spend it on the last few years of their life on their health. And this is a sad situation whenever that herbal nutrition has been here for thousands of years and it can make a huge difference in your life. Well, our time has come and gone. We have tried to present as much as we could of this information on diabetes. And again, we always working and trying to, we just barely can scratch the surface. There is so much information that we'd like to present to you. And we're going to try to present more and more of that on the website as the year progresses. We appreciate every one of you, appreciate you being on the call, appreciate you telling people about Amazing Grape. And if you're new, if you've just got on the call, and somebody invited you to get on the call, get back with that person and talk with them some more. And if you have other questions, call us. We'll be glad to try to answer those questions. And join Amazing Grape. It's a great product, great price, and it can help you to improve your health, we believe. And with that, get back with the person, talk to them, and go ahead and get started on the product. We think that you will have success with it. Appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. Look forward to hearing from all of you and talking with you again next Monday night at 8 p.m. Thank you so much.